Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today. How do you drive traffic to your website? Hey everybody, this is Bob Cargill. How do you drive traffic to your website? Ask yourself that question. There are so many ways to do so. Search, of course, comes immediately to mind, both organic and paid. Advertising in general, online and offline advertising, word of mouth, going to industry-related events, networking, and just handing out business cards. Having keyword-rich content on your site that you refresh regularly. Having attention-getting headlines. Striking visuals. There are so many ways to drive traffic to your website. Having great products and services, of course. And then there's employee advocacy. That's your employees, your team members, talking about your website, sharing your website links in their email signatures to your website, and just talking it up in general among their own respective networks. But you know what I think? One of the best ways to drive traffic to your website is, you guessed it, using social media. Get active. Yes, get active now on all the social media channels, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Have a podcast. You name the channels, you need to get active on those channels. Share great content. Produce ridiculously awesome content. Have a blog. Ask people to guest post on your blog. Guest post on other blogs yourself. Put together some awesome videos, some fantastic videos that grab people's attention. Do Instagram stories. Use Snapchat. Any kind of social media gets the word out on behalf of your brand. In any kind of social media activity will help drive traffic back to your website. A lot of that content, yes, will link back to your website. Quite a lot of it. Some of it will just be social. You can't forget the social in social media. You have to engage with your audience. But the more you engage with them, the more deep, long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationships you'll form with them. And then when it comes time to do business, they'll remember you and they'll visit your website. So yeah, frankly, I think one of the best ways to drive traffic to your website is social media.